latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. And we'll start with news that defender Florian Lejeune is back in light training and could make a first team return early in the new year. Well, Lejeune suffered an anterior cruciate ligament injury back in July, and there were fears at the time he could miss the entire campaign. However, he's made an earlier than expected return to initial training, with reports claiming he's already out running and kicking a ball as he looks to be fully fit as soon as possible. Now, the centre-back will not be rushed as the serious knee injury must be carefully managed, but he's showing great signs of his recovery and it's hoped he could be back in January, which would be a welcome boost for boss Rafa Benitez and his embattled squad. Benitez was forced to recruit Frederico Fernandes in the summer following Lejeune's injury, while he's also utilised Kieran Clark alongside Jamal Lascelles at the back, as the Magpies have endured a torrid start to the campaign with no wins from the first nine games, leaving them rock bottom of the Premier League. Lejeune will continue to train alone for the next few weeks before stepping up his work with the rest of the squad over the winter. Meanwhile, Benitez has now confirmed that he's been in touch with Lee Charnley in a bid to tie Sean Longstaff down to a new deal. The 20-year-old midfielder had a breakthrough summer of sorts, impressing over pre-season and earning a place in Benitez's Premier League squad. But his contract is due to expire at the end of the current campaign. It's also been reported that European clubs can sign him for just £500,000 if he lets his contract run down, another reason why he needs to get a new contract agreed after there was confirmed interest from Spain, France and Germany. And the Spanish tactician said, "One of the things we've been talking about is that. Lee Charnley wants to know my vision on it. I spoke to the lad and he's training well. I told him to leave the other people to do their jobs and concentrate on doing well in the training sessions, and he's quite focused." Well, Longstaff was on the score sheet once again for the under-23s last night and looks like a player capable of making the step up to the senior level.